presence, while we give him all the glory and all the honor. To God be the glory for the great things he has done for his people. We give God the praise. Our message this morning is seeing beyond this life. Seeing beyond this life. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Now, this is very important where we are going, that we can keep this knowledge with us as we live here on earth. Because if we don't, we can be mistaken of the goal that God has for our lives. And because we are in a spiritual battle, a spiritual warfare with the enemy, he's going to attack our mind. You see, if he can get us thinking error, thinking the wrong way, then he can maneuver us to do wrong things and pull away from the Lord and whole lot of crazy stuff that even as believers we can do if we allow him to get our minds. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4 tells us, if then you were raised with Christ, or since you were raised with Christ, that means that you are saved, you're born again, seek those things which are above. Say this, seek things which are above. That means in the heavenly realm, in heaven. All right? Since you are saved, it should be your aim to seek things spiritual, if I want to put it another term. Now, it's going to be very important, and I'm not going to stay here. I just want to use this as a reference point as we move forward and look at another narrative. But I'm telling you something. If we don't put these things together, see, when there's error in our thinking because there is error in our doctrine, then we're all messed up from the beginning. So it's going to be very hard to walk as God have us to walk with all that error that we are holding on to. And what I mean by that, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, if I'm thinking this is right and it's not right and I'm acting upon it, I'm acting upon something that's leading me the wrong way. Truth will set me free. I mean, God is just, he'll show you some things. And he said, wow, Lord, I knew this, but I can see some things now. I can understand some people now a little bit better. There's a lot of things that go in. That's why it is very important to come to the sanctuary. Yes, that's what I said. It's very important to come to the sanctuary because there should be some things when you come to the sanctuary that you learn. Just hang with me. Let me get back here because I don't want to stay here, but I want to just, I'm going to move on here. It says, those things which are above. Now watch this. Where Christ is setting at the right hand of God. So I know he's telling me seek heavenly things because that's where Christ is. Anybody in the house love Jesus Christ? You love yourself some Jesus Christ. You may not love Pastor Ricks, but you love Jesus Christ. Anybody in the house? So God is saying that person that you love, seek those things he loved, and they are out of this world. See, a lot of the Christian's frustration is that you are so tied in, wrapped up, shackled to this world. I'm going to tell it like it is. Some of our problem, it ain't a big problem. It is big, but it's simple if you get it. Some of your frustrations and your depression is because of what's going on earth when you have dual citizenship. When you have been born again and your home is in glory, so God is telling you, and let me tell you something else too. God is pointing your attention and your mind and your heartstring to glory because he know earth will cloud your judgment. Now see, the earthly have no choice but to get all the gusto they can get here on earth. But you are mistaking and you're going the wrong way when you belong to heaven, but you're not seeking the things above. You're seeking everything you can get on earth after God's word direct you where to seek your attention. So a lot of frustration, the problem we go through, they're not as big as we think they are. It's just that we are focused on the wrong direction. And a lot of times you may look at another person and you may misunderstand them. You may think they got the problem. Or you may even think sometimes they're holier than thou. They got this. No, that ain't always the case. Now, see, truth can straighten some error if you listen. And the sanctuary is where you want to come. Yeah, I said it. Because there should be some teaching going on in the sanctuary. You look at a person who have taken these verses seriously. And therefore, they are seeking. Man, they are bent on knowing more about Jesus. Learning a little bit more about the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I mean, I just don't know enough about him. I got this thing like Paul. I want to understand his suffering. I mean, yeah, I know I'm born again, but what make him tick? What make him love me when I don't love him? Knowing that I'm not going to do right, I'm not going to cross every spiritual T, nor dot every spiritual I, yet he died for me knowing what I'm all about even after being saved. I want to know. But if I'm not seeking where he's seated, and I'm talking about all the trouble I'm in and things ain't going right and the church ain't this and the church ain't that. Sometimes we just need to sit down and be quiet and ask ourselves before we blame others, where's your mind set on? What is your mind set on? Because someone next to you, mind is set on glory and yours not. Don't get mad with them. They're only doing what they have been biblically instructed to do by God. There's a reason he instructs us. He leads us. He guides us. Lead me, O Jehovah. Guide me. My. Oh, so some of this stuff is not hard. We make it hard. Because there's that old flesh, ain't nothing good in it. And they want to rebel against the Spirit of God. It's a domestic war going on inside of us, the flesh and the spirit. There's a tug of war, Mike, going on inside of me. Huh? I'm not always filled with the Spirit of God, nor are you. But God want to teach us. See, if I learn, God, I've been making a mistake with that. I've been looking at that wrong. Now, I may be looking at some things right. Don't mean I'm looking at everything wrong, but some other things I may be looking at wrong. And now the scripture is enlightening me. The light is coming on. See, in darkness, I can't see. In your house, when it's dark, you can't see. Therefore, at nighttime, when you come in, you cut the lights on so you can see how to get around. There are some things we need to stop bumping into in life, and we need to be able to walk around. But see, if God don't turn the light on that we may see spiritually, you're going to keep bumping into them, and you're going to keep blaming other folk. Some folks say, look, you know, I bumped into them yesterday, and I kept bumping to God. God enlightened me. He said, look, take your mind off that. You're giving too much time and attention to earthly things. let me move on. Am I making any sense so far? And I didn't even finish reading it, did I? Huh? Okay, I thought Steve would have it up by now, but that's okay. Don't worry about that, Steve, because I'm gonna move through this. So what I do, I take some time from the other place I want to go. Okay, he says where Christ, watch this now, Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Watch this. Set your mind on things where? On earth. On earth. Above. Well, what's up there above? Christ. And who he's sitting beside? Okay. So when I decide to disobey this scripture and seek my whole life, all my energy on earthly things, as a child of God, I'm being disobedient to this verse. All right? Now, that don't mean there's things we should be able to do things better on earth because of this. That don't mean you ain't got no tasks to do on earth. That's not what I'm saying. But you get your guidance from above. Am I right? Okay. He said, for you, those who are born again, you died. See, you can't resurrect unless you die. Huh? You can't be raised with Christ if you don't die with Christ. You follow what I'm saying? Or die in Christ. See, for you died. I ain't dead. Oh, watch that now. What do you mean? Break it down to me. Spiritually, aren't you dead? You born again? If you're born again, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. See, your real life is not here on earth. It's here in Christ in heaven. So really, when I'm seeking things above, I'm looking at my life. My mind is set on my life because God told me that my life is in Christ. And he said, Christ, he died, he rose again, he's seated on the side of authority with the Father, interceding for me. And guess what? The real me, y'all, is right there in Christ, hidden. See, there's an incentive for me to seek that which is above. There's a spiritual incentive for me to do that. But there's so much of the Christian life is not taught to the people, and we don't know none of that. We don't bother to know why. Why should I love the Lord? Why should I come to church? See, that ain't gonna work, you just telling people because I said it. But man, when we understand the way the sanctuary should work, and you died with Christ, and nobody got to make you come. Mm-mm. You come with an expectation to get something spiritual to feed that soul within you. But you know, just because the scriptures tell us that, that don't mean we always do that, right? But at least we need to know what's expected of us, whether we do it or not. Huh? You can't make nobody do nothing. I can't make nobody do nothing. But you can instruct. So when I make a choice not to, I do it intelligently. I know I'm doing wrong, but I'm going to do it. Because when you break it down and teach me and I still do it, that means you taught me, but I'm doing what I want to do. Because if you know, people grown, you do what you want to do. But watch this. I went there. Let's go over to Psalms 73. That's where I want to go. Because I went there because I believe this was part of what happened to Asa. Now, I was thinking about Brother Newby because Asaph was one of them key choir directors and musicians in the sanctuary under David. Huh? This guy, the worship leader. I mean, your music and how David have set you guys up, it was more than him, it was a few more. But how you guys are set up, you guys are to get us, how we say, in the spirit. You guys should be so in tune. Watch this now. Asaph, you're supposed to be so in tune with God that you set the atmosphere for the word of God. It all goes together. But yet, he's depressed. Yet he's dealing with what he's seeing on earth. And he said, it's coming to a point. It bothers me. Y'all know this story. But that's why I went over there first. And we're going to look at a little bit of this. Because I can't say everybody know this story. So I can't do it that way. So let's go look at that. Psalm 73. Okay, I'm just going to read and pick out a few points. This is what he said. He said, truly, God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart, the righteous. He's good. He said, but y'all bear with me a minute. As for me, he's talking about a time in the past right now because we're going to move on. But he says that, but I need to say this. As for me, so I'm not talking for the rest of y'all. My feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. This man said, let me tell you something. Now look, don't y'all all jump on me, super spiritual folk. Maybe when I should have been seeking those things above, I won't doing it. Come on, somebody. I was so mesmerized with earthly things. All my attention, my ability was on getting, gotta get more. So I was right there. And so when the earth didn't work for me, I ain't had nothing else. Because I figured earth gotta work, things gotta happen in my life. Money, prosperity, wealth. I gotta get all my gusto here, and I got God on my side, I know I'm gonna get it. But when I look around, my hands are clean, and it seems like I'm going in the poorhouse. I'm the one that's sick. I'm the one that's frustrated. I'm the one that seems to be condemned. I can't figure this out. It don't add up. Because I'm thinking and I'm seeing, but my mind is not set on things above. See, if I keep my focus on people and the earth, it's going to mess my mind up. I'm going to be messed up. But every now and then, when down here, I got too much focus and I'm getting messed up, turn and look to the hills from which comes your help. And sometimes, just meditate right there. My life is there. My inheritance is there. Nobody gonna take it. They can't steal it. It ain't gonna rush. I mean, it's just for me. I mean, I get a picture of, and really, this ain't really me. The true life is He. In Christ, with Christ. So every now and then, when this life get me down, tell this one, you ain't the real deal. Well, where is it at? It's above. Who's above? God the Father, God the Son. And guess who's with me? The Holy Ghost. Oh. Asaph said, but you know what? I got caught up on what I saw on earth. And it bothered me. It depressed me. It made me sick to my stomach. And then when you read how arrogant and boastful they were and how they talked about God, and you read it for yourself, all of that. I'm not going to read all of it. But he said, all that's going on. And then down to 13, he said, surely. See, he let you know the reason of his misery. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. God, I don't understand this. If anybody's supposed to have material wealth or even healthy, physical lives, good children, successful children, it should be us. But when I look around, I see a lot of bad folk. I see some folk who really don't care. They get the White House. They get the money. You know, what I see here with Colossians, sometimes you can go that far. That means you are gazing too much on earthly things. That's a sign. Turn away for a minute. Turn away. It's just like somebody drowning. You know, when they're drowning, they're suffocating, you want to break the surface so you can get some water. Because if you stay down too long, you're going to suffocate. If you keep watching it too long and don't turn away to get some air, turn to Jesus. And when people ask you, what are you doing right now? Or how did you recover? Because I had to look beyond this life. It was taking me out. I ain't got hung up with it. If I didn't get no success here, why even get up in the morning? You know, and this had, you know, and somebody just need that. Don't you slap nobody because you just money. Or somebody just need to shake. Say, baby, wake up. Are you saved? Yeah, I'm saved. Okay. Let's get some spunk in you. But you can't get it down here because I know this stuff will mess you up. Turn here. Look above. See what's up there. Set your mind. See, if I know, if I talk to you, so frustrated, if I talk to you, you will just vomit up all your frustration, and they are right down here on earth. But, oh man, I like this because God not only showed his frustration, his depression, but he also showed us several certainties he learned out of that experience. You know, see, a lot of times, we can learn some things out of our situation, okay? Because it's going to test our faith. But 13, he says, but for surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. I am going through something. But they don't seem to be going through nothing. See, a lot of times, too, watch who you compare yourself with. Watch that now. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought, there's that mind, how to understand this, it was too painful to me. You know, this have happened to a lot of our Christians. They've been depressed. They doubt in their faith. They are walking away because they got some error in their doctrine. They are saying some things about God that the Bible don't say about God. And they are grasping those untruths. And when they don't work out according to the way they think they should work out, they ain't got nothing else to do with God. He ain't working. He's not working. Oh, okay. But I like this because the Holy Spirit put this in the Bible to let us know that even good folk can get depressed. Huh? He said, but that's okay. But at some point, Christ said, let me teach you. Let me straighten you up. Let me school you because the world done fooled you. Huh? Let me school you. Now watch this, watch this, watch this now. Now this is what I was saying here. Are y'all still with me? It's just good to me. He said, look at this here. He said, when I even think, see, I'm trying to explain why they're being blessed in my eyes. When I think about it, it burns me up. Matter of fact, I can't explain it. How do I explain it to those I'm trying to win to the Lord? And they're already shooting bad. And I'm trying to win them to the Lord and tell them about the hope and how God, and you watch this now. You watch telling people that God gonna do this and God gonna do that. Watch saying that kind of stuff. Qualify, if you can say it, qualify it. Make sure you explain it. Not that God can't. Not that God is not able. But there's an element that you have to put in there. Is God willing? See, God has a purpose and a plan for everybody. Now, they might not fit in his plan to be wealthy. But it don't mean the next person that's saved, you can't say they don't fit in the plan to be wealthy. You follow what I'm saying? So you got to balance that, because if not, see, people take you literally. When you tell me that, come on, man, you shooting bad now. I say, man, I lost my wife, my family, and everything. I'm coming to church. I just come the way y'all come. Okay, I'm going to get my wife and everybody back. I'm going to church. All that's going to happen. You can't tell that person that they're going to get that wife back. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They'll come, come for a minute, and then they look at you and say, you know what? Now she's giving for child support. See, before I came to church, she had me locked up. I came to church, and next thing I know, they had me like that. Yeah, I dramatize. I want to make everything clear that you get it. Don't tell folk that. Well, you know what? You sick right now? God gonna heal you. Mm-hmm. Then they die. Not saying God don't have the power to heal. Don't say God can't heal. Unless God told you, don't you tell nobody else. We can seek the Lord in prayer. We can ask God to bless. Okay, let me get back. Moving from the pain. What's those tablets that you take? Aleve. See, Aleve is supposed to give you relief from your pain. Here's some spiritual relief from spiritual pain of looking at the wicked and wondering why they got a silver spoon in their mouth And those who have washed their hand in innocence seem like I'm struggle after struggle after struggle after struggle. He said, I can't explain it. He said, until, not like this, because we're going to get a happy ending and we're going to learn some things. See, God chose Asaph to teach us some things. He let Asaph be honest with his heartache, with his pain. But also God says now, you can also be honest with your relief. He said, until I went into the what? Sanctuary of God. Remember I kept saying, you need to come to the sanctuary. You see, because the word of God is going forth, godly music is going forth, and the fellowship. See, let me tell you something. I can come in here, and I may not be feeling that good or whatever, but I can sit here for a while, and I watch you guys, or hear you guys. I heard Maggie and everybody getting it, you know, and I heard testimonies and things. Even my office, I can cut it on a button, and I can hear some of the things going on in here. And all of a sudden, I move away from that may bother me into the joy that I heard from you guys. And even the testimony may be that something didn't go right or whatever like that, but you are grateful to the Lord. You know, you know, just walking in the day, and Sister Paula says she was back and she feel better today. That in itself was a positive, but it was a negative. But then here's this end, that's a positive. And so what's happening, I'm just walking in the door, going to my seat. I'm coming to take my seat. But at the door, the ushers greet me and everything, shake my hand and gave me a hug. And I say, wow. I say, everything is to lift me up. I say, no, they realize where I got to go. Because I'm telling you something. That is a lot to me. I'm speaking. It's a lot to me. It may not be nothing to you because you don't have to get up here and face demons trying to stop you from teaching God's word. Huh? See, that's a spiritual warfare going on. And especially when you're teaching truth. Huh? Open up people understanding through the Holy Spirit. Now, but what I'm saying is, that's encouragement. To say, wow, if they can be sick and now that they will and they have, I can too. They can go through something and now they, you know, I can too then. Okay. You see, without even saying anything. See, watch this. Now, this is scripture. The same comfort where the Holy Spirit comforts you, you share it with somebody else, breast to breast. And a lot of times, let me tell you something, a lot of times you don't even know you're blessing somebody by just speaking to a kind word to them. Because I'm going to tell you something. There are some people that went all this week and some haven't had anybody to say a kind word to them. Just because you get one, that don't mean everybody. You know, some may be in their homes, or they may be in the grocery store, but not have a car. They may even been in the grocery store and saw somebody reach around them and tap the shoulder of one of their friends. Girl, how you doing? Oh, I haven't seen you in years. And all between them. And they like this, they were all right. Girl, I'm in Maryland now, and I got this. You know, oh, I'm so glad. And they're sitting right there. I wish I had me a friend that would do this, but I'm going to move out of the way. See, Asaph was dealing with real situations. Let's not make this stuff phony, though you're not going to truly get the message. See, there are some things some of you in here been praying for, and other people telling you, well, I prayed for my son, this and that, and you know what, he's doing better now, and this and that, but I'm still praying for mine. And God, I praise God that you got that blessing. You got him on the right track. But God, when is my time? Be real with God. Don't let nobody tell you not to be real with God. He said this stuff was painful to me. If it's painful, you tell God it's painful. Now, there are some things that I understand. Watch who you talk to. Some people are not strong enough to hear some of your complaints. They are the weaker brother and they are the stronger brother. There are some things that you would do more damage to them sharing some things. Anybody with me? To a weaker brother or sister. Okay, let me move on. Okay, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood therein. Wow. See, God said, you so focused on earthly things. And realize this earth, I'm going to destroy. New earth, new heaven. Whatever you see, prosperity, the arrogance of the wicked, I'm destroying all this. See it as I see it. And my long suffering, it was because I'm not willing that any should perish, but they may come to repentance. I let it rain on the just as well as the unjust for my own purpose. But make no mistake about it. When it's all said and done, I'm going to, with flame, destroy this earth that you're looking at. Surely, you set them in slippery places. Didn't see that God before. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so Lord, when you awake, when you get ready, your due time. Your due time. Your due time. So Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved. Now that I went to church and I got some biblical understanding of what I was looking at. See, sometimes we just go along with our earthly understanding of the secular world. And then we make decisions and we are receiving pain and agony over earthly determination about a thing, and you didn't see it through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. But when you see it through Jesus, when you see it through the Holy Spirit, when you see it according to God's purpose and God's book, then you should form your opinion and see how much pain and agony you got then. When you see it from God's perspective. Anybody in the house with me this morning? Yeah, this may not make you jump and shout, but it's all right. Man, this thing here. Can y'all hear me? Okay. Let me go back. Okay. He says, my heart was grieved and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish. See, at the time before he got biblical instruction, he didn't think he was foolish. He just didn't understand what he saw, you know, and it was too painful for him to try to even explain. But when God explained it to him, when God enlightened him, or illuminate to him what was going on, now he's speaking. See, now he's speaking. He's speaking the way above see it. You follow what I'm saying? His instruction now is coming from above. The place we're supposed to be seeking, setting our mind on. And say, once I get it from above, then it become law. But if I don't get it from above, y'all can, your opinion is as good as mine. But let's call that opinion. He says, I was foolish and ignorant. In other words, right, he said, I was uninformed. See, there are some statements we make a lot of times out of ignorance because we just uninformed biblically of the right way. Hey, Whitman, he's admitting. He said, I didn't understand this thing. And so when you saw me over this side and you heard me speak about slipping and I did this in vain, watch this. I was speaking being uninformed, ignorant. Now watch this, Sister Reed. But he said, but now he's the music director, ASAP. He said, but when I went to church, my ignorance was replaced with biblical knowledge. So now when I, now that biblical knowledge was transferred to my aching heart. My heart don't ache no more. Huh? The biblical teaching was transferred to my feet. They are stable. I can stand flat footed on the things of God now. I'm not slipping. But in my ignorance, I was about to slip. I'm going to be just like them. You see, God is our anchor. He's a sure anchor. But you make sure he's the true and living God. There ain't nobody like Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Let us know. Because God, too many Christians walking around in ignorance. And that's why James says that we've got to contend for the faith. Apologetics. How can you defend? You can't defend this in ignorance. When you don't know nothing about your faith, you can't defend it. Satan will wipe you away with false doctrine. You know the sad thing? What we said don't even care whether we get it or not. Man, church is just a thing that's all it's about. And Satan had a field day with you don't even know it. But you know what? As long as God give me strength, I'm going to teach. If you want something else, you have to go somewhere else. Let's get back to the word. Because I'm telling you, I tell you I get it first. Okay, come on, let me move now because I don't want to hold y'all too long. But it's getting good to me. Do y'all see the transition that he's making? But the transition came when he went in the sanctuary of God. Do y'all see it? Okay. He says, let's go down here. He says, I was like a beast before you, God. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You know, God said, I never leave you, nor would I forsake you. Now watch this. He said, you hold me by my right hand. Several of the certainties he learned. One is that God holds us even when I want to slip, even when I want to run away. If I'm truly born again, I am in the Father's hand. If I'm truly born again, I'm in the Son's hand. And there's no greater than the Father. I'm kept safely. He says, you will guide me. Not only will you hold me, but you will guide me with your counsel. You see, a lot of times, Brother Parker, I'm going the wrong way. Or I don't know my way. And a lot of y'all having problem with them GPS. Did I say it right? Because they're talking a lot about someone leading them in the ocean, leading them different places. Got a U-turn and you know, you got that because you don't know your way. I got this so you can show me the way. But the only one you can be certain about show you the way is the way. Jesus Christ said, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Am I right about it, somebody? So he said, if I'm going to be guided, not with my own energy of my flesh guiding me, my own way of thinking, not leaning to my own way of thinking, but acknowledge that I got a God, the that's never going to leave me, never going to forsake me, never going to lie to me, never going to abandon me. Cares so much about me, for me, he died for me. If I was the only one made in the image of God, he would have died for me. He allowed them to spit in his face for me. He allowed them to beat him with the cat of nine tails, with bone and stuff, hit him and pull him open like hamburger for me. And so when I need some counsel, when I don't have it all together, see, too many of us think we got it all together. We don't need nobody to counsel us. But I got news for you. That's a lie from the pits of hell. You need somebody. I need somebody. And if God have assigned somebody to feed his flock, guess what? The flock need feeding. He said, your counsel. He says, and afterward, receive me in glory. See, now he's talking about beyond this life. Are y'all with me? See, okay. Whom have I? Look at this. Set your affection where? Now look at the lesson here. Whom have I in who? Heaven. But you. And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. Wait a minute. Yesterday you had a desire for the things of the wicked. He said, yeah, but that before I got my godly counsel. That was before I went in the sanctuary, bro. Boom. I heard something in the church, in the sanctuary. I heard something about heaven. I heard something about Jesus. I heard that I can be ignorant for a minute. But when Jesus began to instruct me, I got wisdom, not earthly wisdom. See, Jesus Christ has been made wisdom unto me. Oh, you let folk don't come. That's the business. But every knee gonna bow. Every tongue gonna confess. You about to say, God, oh, I got to make a U-turn. God, I've been ignorant too long. Special when knowledge is available. Man, I just don't go to church because I don't get nothing. Don't you know people are looking at you when you say that, the ones that do go? And if they heard you today, let me tell you something. If anybody need to be in there, you say, you need to be in church. Because you sure lean into your understanding. And you ain't got that much spiritual understanding. No, I'm serious. Everybody don't have a lot of spiritual understanding. Am I right about it? You ain't got that, you don't have that much not to come. Are y'all going to help me? I gotta come. And I didn't just start coming. I was faithful from day one when I got saved. They were calling me a little missionary. I said, man, you bringing everybody. You come. And you know what? The old saints, when I came to Calvary, when I got saved, some of them told me later, they said, Rich, we were watching. You came with that shop skin suit, that long car. And we watch you, because we done seen some strange one come in here. And we did this. No, I'm serious. They would tell you. They say, we did this. We put you on the clock. Because we seen them come and go. Them old saints. Them warhorse ladies and men. They were clocking me. But what I like about them, I stayed a little longer than they expected. Then Sister Drew said to me, she said, now I got to come back to you. They didn't speak their mind. They would speak their mind. Come here, son. I got to say this now. Got to clock you long enough. You have outgrown me. And so what I like about you, Ricks, you crazy enough to do what God tell you to do. In other words, I ain't going to do everything he tell me to do. No, they would tell you straight up. And they'll hold you while they're talking to you. I say, you know, y'all were watching me like that and put me on the clock. Y'all talking to each other. I thought y'all was going out to eat. But I thank God for them because I learned a lot from them, and they beat me up terrible. Because I came in there, thought I knew something, and then they put me up there and they laugh at me and tell me, where you find that at? And where the scripture at? Turn to. But it hurt me so bad. I mean, no diplomacy. No tact. Man, you talking about leaving. I don't, y'all been 50 years in this stuff. I'm trying to. Then y'all put me up there to teach. Come on. They laugh at me. But I thank God. I remember one of them. I was hot. I told Joseph, I said, one day I'm going to learn. They got the right one. And I remember as I began to go to Bible college, I began to learn. I remember I got right one day, me, Joseph, and Duncan. Got right in there. I said, Brother Joseph, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make him dance. Boy, they had a good time with me. You ain't going to make Cliff dance. He knew what to a scripture. That's why I'm telling you before so you can watch it. He was just laughing because he figured I was getting embarrassed. But when he saw Cliff stumble and stop, Joseph's whole face turned. You know, not that I know a whole lot more than him, not saying that, but I had learned some things. I had some counsel. It's all right to get spiritual counsel. All those Bible studies that people go to, you are going to be counseled. You're going to learn the Word of God. What is it, international Bible studies and things like that? You're not going to be ignorant. You're going so you can learn something. Okay. Did I get the last one? Let me go down to the last one. Y'all ain't going to keep me no longer. He says, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the what? Strength of my heart. Realize that God is your strength. And my portion forever. See, my portion, if I don't get nothing on earth, my portion is God. If I don't get the $1 million, my portion is God. I got a bigger portion than the $1 million because God own it all. He says, and not only that, my portion is forever. That money may come, that money may go, but my portion won't leave me nor forsake me. God is my portion, and that is forever. For indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. You know, stop hoeing off on God, finding anything but God, giving everything your time but God. God says, stop hoeing off spiritually on me. You are espoused to me, but it is good, look at this, for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works. All your works. I want to leave you with this. He came out of that dilemma with some certainties. One, God holds us. Two, God guides us. Three, God strengthens us. Four, God helps us in every stage of life. And I want to share this with you. Now get this, some of you who are taking notes. My brothers and sisters, it is good to draw near unto God for our help. But remember this now. The three choices, blessings of God. You ready? The three choices. Choice. Blessings of God is mercy. 1 Peter 1:3. Peace. Romans 5:1. And love. Romans 5:8. You know John 3:16, don't you? Mm-hmm. But I wanted to use Romans 5:8 because I know everybody. Did you put it up there? All right. Peace. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm not fighting with God. I'm not far off of God. There's peace between me and God, established by Jesus. Ain't no enmity between me and God. No. Peace. Mercy. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant, let's say that together, abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. See, a lot of folk want you to be destroyed for your mishaps and my mishaps, your sin and my sin. Tell them, say, I thank God for my abundant mercy. See, mercy hold back a whipping. See, you want me to be strong because I messed up. I'm glad to know I got mercy. I don't just have any kind of mercy. I got it in abundance. And the reason he give me abundant mercy, do you know why he give us abundant mercy? Do you really know? Because we need it. No big deal. I don't know about you. I do. Some of y'all may not need as much. I tell you what. Some of y'all don't need as much mercy as I do. So I tell you what. Your leftover mercy can I have? No, I'm serious. Some say, I don't need all that kind of mercy. I do. So I'm going to walk with you. Huh? All right. See, all this mercy, love, and peace is not for us to sin. He ain't giving us that to sin. He given us that we can get up and that we can do what he have us to do. Because he said, now, I've given you the necessary things you need to obey me. But when you walk away from God, you're walking away from his mercy, Sheila, his love. Brother, please come back. What I'm coming back to? Mercy, love, and peace. You ain't got to come back to me. Asa, he said, I know what I almost done. And I had to change my focus. I was focused on the wrong object. But once I went into the sanctuary, my understanding was opened up through the word of God. I'm not ignorant anymore. I'm not uninformed anymore. The whole idea of going in there was to get spiritually informed. Let us pray. Most holy and everlasting Father, thank you for covering us in your wisdom. Thank you, Father God and the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher. Thank you for teaching us this morning. And God, you teach us that we can go out in the street and teach others. So many have so much doubt about their faith, doubt about their God. And Satan is taking full advantage of them because he got their minds. But God, we see, Lord, that you open up Asa's understanding. I pray, Father God, that you would do the same for those who live in today, who's struggling and trying to figure out some things on their own, and it's too painful for them. They act as though they have no hope or no help. I pray, Lord, that you would touch them, that they would get into your word and see that they can turn around. They can look to heaven where their life is hid with Christ and in Christ, knowing when he shall appear, then their life will also.